Today is Thanksgiving Day, which was, for the Native Americans who helped the Pilgrims, one of a cycle of five Thanksgiving festivals. The late Princess Redwing, who you will hear on this 1981 interview, was a well-known storyteller throughout New England. She was also the squaw sachem of the Wampanoag Nation, a position of great respect, and a direct descendant of King Philip, one of the Wampanoag's great leaders. Here is Princess Redwing's account of the first Thanksgiving.
When those Pilgrims came across the water in that little Mayflower, crowded, by the time they had reached this wilderness of America, they had eaten up nearly everything they had in their ship, and they would have all starved to death if my Wampanoag mothers had not opened up their storehouses and fed them through that first long, cold winter. And then when spring came around, gave them seed that was strange to them, showed them how to fertilize the virgin soil with the dead fish and all. But even then, when it came around this time of the year again, a cold winter was ahead of them. Their crops were poor that first year. Many of them couldn't stand this wilderness and had passed into the land of the hereafter. They did not feel very festive. And then old Squanto stepped down into their midst and said, "When things look dark, when many pass into the land of the hereafter, when your crops are poor, that's the time for the biggest feast, for the biggest Thanksgiving, for the biggest dance, to show the Great Spirit that you're not complaining against your hard lots." And Governor Bradford answered, "That would be good for my fainting people. Go call your people and tell them to come, and we will feast, and we will thank God for what blessings we have." And the Indians came with their wild turkey, with their venison, with their bear meat, with their fish, with their corn, their beans, their pumpkins, their squash, their cranberries, and brought it to the Pilgrims. They cooked it up, and they all sat down and ate together. Now, history says it was the first Thanksgiving in America. To those Pilgrims, it was. But to the Indians of America, it was only another harvest festival, a thanksgiving for the crops of the garden, the forest, the fields, and the meadows. And we still have that Thanksgiving, but now, at present time, we celebrate it in conjunction with the National Thanksgiving.